Hey, baby. I know it's late and you're probably already asleep. I just got home a little while ago and I guess I just wanted to talk to you. I mean, I figured you'd be sleeping at this hour, but I don't know. I just wanted to feel a bit closer to you. I miss you so much, sweetheart. Ever since you went back home, it's just felt so much lonelier here without you. I mean, it's not like the distance was easy before, but I guess I got a little spoiled having you here. By my side. Curled around me in my bed for a whole week. I miss your super annoying tendency of waking up bright and early and trying to get me up with you. In that totally obnoxious but kind of cute way, you tease me, trying to bribe me with the promise of pancakes and shower sex if I just stop trying to hide myself under the cocoon of covers. And the way I try to grab a hold of you and pull you back in bed, kissing any part of you I could reach, and pleading with you to just embrace the cocoon. It wasn't that hard, was it, baby? I miss trying to trap you under the covers, and keeping you from going about your day like a normal person. Since when are we normal people? Hi, baby. Well, I don't know if you've noticed yet, but I might have borrowed one of your t-shirts permanently. It's totally possible that it, you know, fell out of your suitcase and somehow mysteriously got hidden under the bed. And, you know, it's also possible that I wear it to sleep every night because it still smells like you and it makes me feel warm and fuzzy. It makes me feel like a tiny bit of you is still here, just wrapped around me, making me feel loved, and just like you always do. I know you get frustrated too, baby. And by the distance between us and the fact that we can't just hold each other when we want to. Or go out to dinner like a normal couple. Or, you know, just spend a lazy night in, curled up on the couch with a big bowl of popcorn. Binge watching cooking shows on Netflix. And I know it gets worse at nights. When you climb into bed after a long day and just want to feel my soft, warm body curled up against you. Fitting against you like I was made to be there. Like two pieces of a puzzle locking into place. Like you finally just feel right. At least that's the way it feels for me. As if I'm finally settled. Home. Like I can finally let go of the worries and burdens that I've been carrying around and just breathe. In the loving safety of your arm, I feel like I'm who I'm supposed to be. The best, happiest version of myself. Even when I'm feeling a bit lonely and I'm missing you, I just think about that sensation of your skin against mine and your breath against my neck and your hands playing in my hair the way you love to do. And it just feels like someone lit a candle inside me. It sounds cheesy, but I just feel warm and glowy and more comfortable in my own skin. Like, you've got my back, baby, so I can just be me. I've never really felt particularly beautiful. You know this, baby. And I know sometimes it gets annoying that I have a hard time accepting compliments, 'cause I'm really just not used to them. But when you look at me with those gorgeous eyes of yours, with your love for me shining through them, I have absolutely no doubt how beautiful I am to you. How much you love my body, even though I have a hard time loving it myself. How much you want me. I want to be that beautiful, confident girl you see when you look at me. And even though we're far apart, through your love, I feel like I'm getting closer to her every day. I want nothing more than to make you feel as desired and treasured as you've made me feel. To make you smile when you think about me. To make you laugh and just feel a bit lighter, more at ease. I want you to know that I always have your back. When you're stressed or upset, I'll help you fight the monsters. If you ever need a distraction, I'll make you laugh with silly stories about my crazy family or email you raunchy excerpts from one of my romance novels. I'll send you little pieces of me so you remember that I'm yours. And even with this distance separating us, I'm always with you.